Hello, everyone. Welcome to this wonderful, cute little podcast called Magnum PI Podcast. Let's talk about Magnum PI. I'm Eve.
And yes. I'm Liz.
Definitely. It's late.
Yeah, with me. For you it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Even though we started a bit earlier than planned, it's still late.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had a long and exhausting day with a lot of work.
I was going to say, she did a lot of work today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very exciting work that kind of made me cry at one point, but yay.
But it's so worth it in the end.
Hopefully. I mean, yeah.
It'll all work out. I'm sure of it.
So, anyway, we have a new episode to talk about.
We do. 513, titled Appetite for Danger.
Yes.
Which
is an amazing episode, not gonna lie. I like it.
Parts of it I liked.
Yeah, pretty obviously. Good. We were in the stage of this show where I say I like it, even though there's parts of the episode that just felt entirely flat and raised a lot of question marks.
Yeah, I got one moment.
Give it to me. I think it might just be the same one that I have.
Well, can we talk about the fact that Higgins is completely passed out and he puts a gas mask on and all of a sudden she's perfectly fine?
Okay, that's not the one that I had in mind, but yes. This is not how this kind of gas works.
No, I'm pretty sure she'd be a little bit out for the count for a little bit longer, and I don't think putting a back gas mask on would instantly revive her in time.
No, what the gas mask would do is she can't breathe in more, so once her body has metabolized the gas, then she might wake up. But that's still not how it works, because bodies don't necessarily metabolize that gas that fast.
Yeah, so, and our poor Higgy has been through quite a bit already, just between 5A and 5B.
Yeah, we knocked her out quite some times now.
Like, I was thinking about it, she's been drugged, gassed more than once technically, hit in the head with a frying pan, not all in 5 obviously, but shot multiple times, but that's a whole other topic.
Yeah, she's been through the ringer.
Yeah, a lot.
Play with fire, you're gonna get burned. And she does play with fire by being a PI.
She does.
And also, MI6.
And also, you know, they often will do that to the woman in the show. Because Magnum is also a PI and an ex-SEAL. And he has not been, like, knocked out.
I think it has less to do with the fact that he has a dick and she has a vagina than more than the fact that he's technically the titular character and his reaction is the one that we were looking for a little bit more.
Me?
You know, it's like Magnum PI, not Magnum and Higgins PI. So kind of a big part of the premise is what happens to this dude?
True, but like, it would still be as impactful if it happened to him, because then it's like your main character is getting destroyed.
Yeah, but also, it's Magnum PI. So how easy is it to believe that Magnum dies in 513?
Well,
instead of 520.
I never thought Higgins was dead.
Yeah, but, you know, the consequence looming like that, that's probably one of the things, like, upping the stakes is probably one of the things that makes these very inconsequential injuries important, because let's be real, injuries aren't really consequential in this show, unless you're TC.
Yeah, apparently. And Higgins very briefly in season 3.
Oh, yeah, for, like, one episode.
Ooh. Exactly. That's why I said very briefly. But it's true. They do seem to get over their injuries quite quickly.
Yeah. Miracle healing. But this was not my issue, actually.
What was your issue, then?
the little runner throughout the episode that kind of doesn't make much sense.
The money?
Yes.
Yeah.
So they expect us to completely be okay and believe that Magnum has been paying his ex
mentor
the entire time, and Higgins only now questions it
after seeing his books for how many years?
4.
Yeah, exactly.
At least 3.5, more like 4.
Yeah.
And that's without counting in the potential COVID time skip that we have never discussed.
That's true.
So, like, it's at least 4 years.
That's true.
So she knows what they're making, and she now questions it? The woman that we've seen be very, very interested in, you know, him paying her back everything, especially given the fact that, why am I yellow?
That is a very good question.
Hello? Why am I yellow?
Now you're, like, yellow. Purplish.
This is weird. We're having technical issues. I'm yellow again. Okay. You have to deal with the fact that I'm yellow. I'm a minion now. So basically, what I wanted to say was we had the season... Was it season 3? Plotline where she was very much... very concerned with the money that they made, and she didn't question the fact that you obviously have money to spare that you don't spare. What the fuck is this? Why are you not paying rent, as I said?
Yeah, that's true.
We have
not to mention that, like, she's very skilled at doing, like, background checks and stuff, and I pretty much guarantee you that when he came to the estate and stuff, she definitely did, like, background checks, so one would assume that she would figure shit like that out.
No.
I'm dying on that hill, sorry.
You cannot die on that hill because he wasn't a PI back then. So how can he spend money on a company that he hadn't even
It wasn't long after he came to the estate that he became
one. But why would she do double background checks on him?
Maybe, like, she wanted to consistently get more information as she got to know him.
Why?
Because she's curious?
No,
I think Higgy would be.
Not like that.
Yeah, come on.
That would imply not trusting him.
Well, that's just it. I mean, for a little bit, she obviously didn't trust him when he first arrived.
And he didn't make the kind of money that you needed to. Alright. Basically, what we're agreeing on is she did financial checks and did the books since season 2.
Yeah, so she would have known.
She should have known, yes. It should have been already brought up, but it wasn't. And there is no logical reason in Higgy's character for it not to have been brought up.
Yeah, because she's curious. And cautious.
Yes, and... So it's not tech issues, but this fucker.
I was gonna say, was that a face plant almost?
He's trying to shove the pillow off the couch right now.
Destruction.
And he's biting the couch now. I don't know what he's doing.
He's crazy.
Destroying the. So we have technical issues, disagreements, the puppy is trying to destroy the couch. This is clearly the best podcast ever.
Ever!
Yes! Why are you like this? Why are you biting the couch? Hey. So.
robot. God damn. No. Is Koa pulling some weird wizard stuff?
I don't know. Maybe.
There you go.
Higgy would have already checked.
Yeah.
So it makes no sense, and probably already questioned it. So it makes no sense that she's questioning it now, other than, we need a conflict that we didn't technically need.
Yeah. Yeah, it was
certainly not a good part of the episode.
No.
Unless it comes back later and is like, well, I kind of didn't tell the truth and I secretly bought a ring.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I had written that.
That would have made sense.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. I was like, oh, he's hiding that he bought a ring from her or for her.
For her, I would hope, not from her. That yeah, from her. Weird.
Well, she did it with his watch as a nice gesture, technically.
She bought it from someone else, technically, but yeah, I get what you mean. But
one can dream that he bought her a ring.
Yeah, that would have made a lot more. Why are you like this? I have to pluck him up and stop a little bit of the
doggy insanity.
Wait, AirJ. A little bit of AirJ for a second.
There you go.
I have a dog standing on my head. This is not what I had in mind for this
episode.
What is happening? Oh.
Feet in the face.
Feet in the face. Oh, God. He's very adamant about destroying the couch.
Apparently. Jesus.
What is this? Why? Why are you like this? Okay. What do you think about TC's storyline?
Cute, but getting a little dragged on at this point. Like, because they keep repeating the same thing of him being like, oh, I thought I was getting out today, and I don't want to see anybody, and things like that.
Yeah, it feels really long.
For a very little story.
Yeah.
Like, if things were happening, like, if more things were happening in the story, then okay, it would feel less long. But yeah.
Structure a case around the veterans facility for you know, for it to feel more like it's part of the show. Mm. But it felt like there were three very disconnected storylines that had nothing to do with each other.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. They were really disconnected this time.
Mm-hmm. You had, not just this time, I don't know if it was last episode or the first episode, but there was another episode in this half where, you know, oh my god, we got so much in. And I'm like, that's a little much.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember what episode it was.
Yeah, because... were you looking for this? Jesus Christ, puppy!
Attack. He got what he wanted.
This is why he destroyed my couch. To anyone listening, I unearthed a lost bone in between the couch cushions.
Oh, God.
Going back to the show, it just, like, yeah, getting a lot into one episode isn't necessarily always a good thing.
Mm-mm.
Because it has to make sense.
It has to work.
And in this case, we had this high-stake story about the chef. And then we had another variant of TC not being cool with his own progress. And then we had the after-school special with Kate.
And none of them worked together.
they were, none of them had anything to do with each other. No. Other than that, we saw Kate in the TC part of the storyline, too.
Did we?
Yes, he held the phone to record for TC.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Already drew a blank on that part.
Because he didn't really participate in the storyline at all otherwise.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
It would have made more sense if he'd been part of TC's storyline.
Yeah, you could have easily structured an episode around Kate's after-school special.
Mm-hmm.
Have something that connected to it. Nope, we had three different storylines that didn't necessarily feel good together.
Yeah.
Because yeah. I loved Kate's storyline in this. Mm-hmm. I love this part. But, like, because I loved the actual case more, that part fell flat.
It's true. Yeah.
I mean, like, how could I not love the actual case more? We got Magnum in a suit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love when they go undercover.
Yeah.
It's fun. And when they get dressed up. I need more of it.
Yes. Yes, we do. We have a few more episodes left to maybe see that.
I hope so.
I feel like we have a complete puppy chaos episode.
We do.
Just trying to... Are you trying to play ostrich behind me? Oh, yeah, you are. There's your bone. Nope, mine.
He's like, no, mine.
Yeah, yeah. We have a puppy aiming for a bone. Oh, and falling over. What else is there to say about the episode? I loved Katsumoto's joy at being a chef.
Yeah. That he really wanted to cook.
Yeah.
For him. I feel like that he had a long-lost dream to be a chef.
I also feel like he's very happy not to be a chef right now.
After that?
After being microwave for a day.
Yeah. I think he didn't enjoy that part so much.
No. I really did enjoy the case, though. It felt different in a good way.
Yeah.
It felt like something we haven't done before.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I don't think they've ever done anything quite like that.
Yes. So it was definitely, it hit a spot. It's a good spot that it hit.
Yeah.
I mean, there's something to be said about they haven't done it before, especially looking at next episode, where the day the press release came out was like the week we basically did a rewatch of an episode. That essentially could have been that press release.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not necessarily the best foreboding. But I have something else to say. And I think you already know what I'm going to say. And you're
going to bite yourself in the arse. Go on.
Yeah. Next episode, episode 14, is the first out of three episodes. Of which I've seen some filming.
Oh, yes, that's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Mm-hmm. This is also the episode where I met a couple of cast members and crew members in person. Obviously, I've seen filming.
Yeah.
So I know a spoiler or two.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Though I do think what I've seen from next episode is fairly at the beginning.
Yeah.
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 So the reason why I believe it's at the beginning is because the press release says something about TC trying to rekindle stuff with Mahina.
Mm.
So what I've seen implies that all of that is behind after, which makes me believe it's at the beginning.
Oh, okay. Interesting. I want to see it. Can't wait to see you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a couple of days away now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Always living for the next Magnum episode.
I mean, I can't say the same thing. I'm just surviving my week at this point.
Yeah. Well, my week is... yeah. Lots of administration. It's my week.
That's also something. We don't even have any good spoilers other than that.
It's true.
And do we have anything else to say about the episode?
Not really.
As
not
that good as it was. Not much stands out.
No, I know. It was a good episode, but it was like a filler-ish episode, but a good one.
Yeah, it was a great episode. It didn't have highlights.
Yeah, like there wasn't any super big moments.
The suit is amazing. The little dinner at the end was amazing. Gordon was amazing.
Everything. Magna being soft with Higgy when she was unconscious was amazing.
But none of that is really something that's, oh my god, this is so cool and amazing and new.
Yeah, oh, I will agree.
Stuff like that. So this is a short but heavily edited episode, courtesy to Puppy Chaos and technical issues. And the Puppy Chaos continues. Hello, puppy.
Okay. Oh,
what the?
And around and around we go.
Okay, to be fair, I stole phone.
Oh, there you go. That's why.
Yes, this was completely planned, Puppy Cares.
Yep, agreed.
To end the episode on a puppy high note. See you guys.